Hey guys, it's me, CTG Arya, founder of CoolTransGirl.com, and today is episode 11 of my podcast, Cool Trans Girl. In case you are new here, Cool Trans Girl is essentially the content I wish I had earlier in my transition, revolving around health, wellness, spirituality. I've been transitioning for 4 years, so essentially I'm just trying to give you some of the tools that I have learned as far as like building self-esteem and dealing with mental health issues, because transitioning really is a self-love journey, and it's really easy to get burnt out on that journey alone. So I just want other trans girls to feel seen by this podcast. Episode 11 feels kind of crazy to say that out loud. Like, the fact that I've had this podcast for 12 weeks. I think I skipped 1 week where I didn't do the podcast for whatever reason. I'm not sure. 11 episodes of Cool Trans Girl already kind of flew by. So I'm really excited to get into today's topic. But before I do that, I am going to remind you, I am going to let you know that I have a Wednesday wellness newsletter. I did change it up a little bit, so it only takes a minute to read. So it's something that you guys can incorporate in your routine every Wednesday. You can open your email, check for the Wednesday wellness newsletter that's written by me, CTG Arya. And it's just an iconic quote, a weekly mantra, and something for you to think about, and then just a couple like content updates. And so it only takes a minute to read, and I think that they can be kind of silly, and you can get some value out of the newsletters as well. So I am committed to the newsletter. I will be sending it out every week. I have no excuse for it. So after I record this podcast, I will be writing the newsletter that will be sent out tomorrow morning. So in case you didn't know, I am 2 weeks post-surgery, post-FFS, when I am recording this episode. Now, please excuse my voice. I feel like I sound so fucking nasally and gross, and I hate how my voice sounds right now, and it's honestly, like, a little bit hard to talk because, like, my upper lip is still pretty stiff, but overall, I've been healing pretty good. I do not, like, even though there is some swelling and there is some tightness, I really don't have a lot, and a lot of my swelling has gone down over the past like 4 or 5 days. Like, my chin and jaw do not really feel like super swollen, like, at all. I know that there's still some swelling underneath, but it feels fairly minimal. So I feel very lucky and blessed to have had such a successful procedure, and not, be in pain during the process and not still be like super swollen. Like, I've seen some girls who post FFS, their chin and jaw is still very swollen 2 weeks afterwards. So I feel very lucky that I'm not like really dealing with that still. It's just parts of my face are still numb, and I can only raise one eyebrow, which is like pretty scary, but I'm very happy with the results. I feel so beautiful. I feel so euphoric. And if you guys want to hear about my experience about it in general, I would encourage you to watch or to listen to last week's episode, where I talked about like my experience getting facial feminization surgery, like my first week and just how I navigated taking care of myself. But overall, I do want to say that it really wasn't as bad as I thought. And I have been filming updates throughout the healing process. So eventually, after I debut my face, which is probably going to be in a couple of weeks from now, I'll post a vlog that kind of goes through the journey, and you guys can kind of see like firsthand like what the experience is like, because I know watching those videos, for me at least, from other girls was very helpful when I was like really anxious and scared about getting facial feminization surgery. Anyways, so let's get into the topic of today's episode, basically, we're going to be talking about how to not drive yourself fucking insane. And the reason why I chose the topic, this topic for this episode, is because I am, like I said, 2 weeks post-op FFS. Basically, my ass has pretty much been inside for the last 2 weeks. And I have been in, you know, been alone in my thoughts for extended periods of time that I have not had in a while. So even though this is just talking about me being cooped up post-surgery, I think this could be helpful for somebody who's going, you know, to get surgery and just like how to cope with themselves afterwards. But this is also for people who tend to be like overthinkers and have a hard time like leaving their house, and just somebody who struggles with negative self-talk. I feel like this episode could be very helpful for you. So I'm going to be going through some of the things that have helped me in this period of, you know, slight isolation. Oh, also, I feel like people who work from home could benefit from this episode as well. Anyways, so yeah, I'm just going to be talking about what I do to keep my sanity, to stop myself from going crazy, because the voices can be so loud sometimes and so intrusive. So let's get into it. Number one, the most important part is to have people around and to have like friends and family or chosen family, people like that are going to like check in with you. Like, honestly, social isolation, I think, is one of the worst things that you can do for your brain. If you're not, like, isolating, or if you're not, like, going out and talking to people, you're, like, denying yourself, like, connection, which is, like, an innate, like, human need, and that is where mental illness really can take hold of you. For me, during this process, I've had people like come over and visit. I've made sure that I'm always, you know, texting and responding to people and FaceTiming like my friends and my family. And something else that I think is helpful as well, I think it can be helpful, is to be like active on social media. And what I don't mean is for you to be like just aimlessly scrolling on social media, but as somebody who like had to overcome a lot of social media anxiety and just like allow myself to be seen on social media, the fact that like since I've had my surgery, I am posting on my story like all the fucking time, like y'all are gonna know what the fuck I'm doing and what the fuck I'm up to. And it's nice to have you guys like swipe up on my stories, or you know, just like say cute little things. Like, I love talking to you guys, and that's something that has helped me throughout this process as well, and something that I think can be helpful for you guys is to, you know, not be afraid to be seen on social media. And I think it's social media can be, you know, a really great tool if you know how to use it, and if you're using it to connect with other people, if you're using it to reach out, to make plans, to build community. I think that's, yeah, one really important thing that you need to do in order to preserve your sanity. Do not socially isolate. That is the worst possible thing you can do for yourself. There are people around you that love you and care for you and want to be there for you. And that's something that I also learned like throughout my FFS like recovery, like just like me, and just like also building the brand Cool Trans Girl. Like, so many people have just like come out and supported me and are just like cheering me on. And like when I was raising money for my facial feminization surgery, there's just like so many like old friends and coworkers and people who are just like, you know, I'm just like so happy to be like, you know, watching your journey, and it's just so satisfying, and I love seeing you be happy. And like that reminded me that that people want you to succeed, and you know, people love seeing us transition and grow as human beings. And, you know, so don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to post on your story. Don't be afraid to swipe up on other people's stories and key and, you know, make friends and plan things. So yeah, just don't isolate. Which brings me to point number two. If you are home a lot, like, one of my favorite things to do is clean. I love cleaning. I love reorganizing and decorating. I don't know. I'm still trying to unpack if that's like obsessive compulsive disorder or like a coping mechanism I have. I mean, it is a coping mechanism I have, but like, I think it can be productive. And I think the way that I did it was productive. But resetting your environment is one of like the best things that you can do for yourself. At least for me, like just like taking the time to create an environment that you can come home to and you just feel like safe and clean and there is order, especially when you live in a big city or you work at a very stressful job. Like, you want to come home and just feel like cozy and taken care of, and you don't want to like be you know, come home to just like a bunch of papers on your desk and clothes on the floor, which, I mean, that happens, especially when I'm working. I know that like sometimes my room gets messy, but when you're like constantly cleaning your room and you have like things that like don't have a place, that I feel like the room just gets messier more, and it just like it starts to get a little bit cluttered. So for me, there was different things in my room that didn't like have a place. Like, I just kind of had like my podcast microphones like out on my on a piece of furniture that I have that's actually like really cute, and it was kind of taking away like beauty from like my room. So I literally like took all of the crap out of my room that I did not want in there and like reorganized it. I cleaned my living room, I cleaned the kitchen, just so like I could feel safe and like I have like an orderly environment. Because like, if your room's a mess, your mind is a mess. I truly think that your environment like reflects what is going on inside your brain. And if you're like thinking like, oh my god, like I need to do this, I need to do that, in the sense of like different projects that you're working on, and you're not giving yourself the space to like allow yourself to like clean and just like kind of be in your thoughts. And because I feel like it can also be like meditative as well. Like, I was also just like kind of going through the motions of cleaning and just having like a lot of realizations about myself. So reset your environment. You want to come home to something clean. You deserve it. Like, honestly, like, think of it as like you are a parent providing like a healthy environment for your inner child to come home to. And I know that, you know, like if I was a mother, I know that I would want my children to come home to a very clean and orderly environment that they feel safe in. And you deserve to provide that for yourself as well. So yeah, reset your environment. Number three, make a fatty to-do list. I think that if you don't have anything that you're working towards, if you're not holding yourself like accountable for your goals, like you're failing to self-actualize. And self-actualization is essentially just like becoming the person you've always wanted to be. It's part of like the hierarchy of needs of things that we need to do in order to, you know, just become like our best selves or feel secure in ourselves. And self-actualization, doing the things that we want to do in the world, is so important for, you know, just like having like a sense of purpose and waking up in the morning. But not to get like super profound into that, like, you know, maybe you don't have a big project that you're working on right now. But say you haven't made an appointment to get your hormones, or you haven't followed up about your letters for surgery, or there's just like different things that you've been neglecting for a long time and things that you keep forgetting to do. Like, write it down, write a fat to-do list of all the things you need to get done, and just to have it out on the paper with a little box that you can check off will start to motivate you to complete those tasks on your to-do list. And it gives you like a sense of accomplishment too, which can help like build momentum in your day. And just starting out, at least, and I mean still kind of like, When I make a to-do list, I mean, right now I have like a lot of things on it, but start with just like three things. Like if you're new to to-do lists, just pick three things that you need to get done. Like maybe it's one of them is like, make yourself an amazing breakfast. Two is like go on a walk. And three is like read for an hour or something like that. It can be like very simple. And then you can start to like add more as you feel more accomplished and you begin to like build more momentum in your life. So yeah, make a fatty to-do list. Give yourself a deadline too. Like right now my to-do list like is it needs to be completed by like April 23rd, but like honestly a little bit before then. There's a lot of fun things coming up. I'm working on a project right now for CTG. And I think it's really cute and I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So anyways, more to come. That's me teasing about it. Okay. Number four is like, I think really important when it comes to like not driving yourself insane is being able to sit with yourself and listen to your thoughts without judgment. And while also like trying not to overanalyze them as well, because I mean, if you're a girl, I feel like we overanalyze and overthink like everything. If you're just like an anxious person, like you're overthinking and overanalyzing, like not leaving any stone unturned when it comes to just like things that you may have anxiety about. And I tend to be like an anxious person, and so I have to self-regulate. And the way I self-regulate is by, like I said before, not judging my thoughts and just asking like why. Like, why am I thinking this way? If I'm being mean to myself, why am I being mean to myself? And just like challenging negative self-talk. Negative self-talk is, and challenging it, I think is one of the most important things that you can do for your mental health. Because mindset really is everything. Like over the last year, I've changed my mindset and it has like changed my fucking life. Like I just feel so much happier and like fulfilled in my life. And I feel like if the circumstances were the same like a year ago or 2 years ago, I would have been like miserable and just been like, why am I not here? And just like, you know, kind of like sad and in my feelings and feeling like I'm not accomplishing anything. But yeah, sitting with yourself, try not to overanalyze everything. Ask yourself why you're feeling this way or why something is giving you anxiety. Also, if there's parts of you, something that I've been like noticing, because like, I mean, I have been just like go, go, go for the past like 4 or 5 months, it feels like. Like I really haven't had like a fucking minute. And so there's been parts of myself, like dark parts of myself. I don't mean like dark as in like evil, but like parts of myself that I keep hidden from the world. And everybody has those things. And, you know, it can be stuff that you carry shame in. But I've just been kind of like noticing my insecurities and just kind of like being like, I don't know, being like, I see you. And again, asking the question, why am I feeling this way? Why do I do this, or why do I do this, is like a coping mechanism or something. And a coping mechanism can be like self-soothing through alcohol or weed or romantic partners, or seeking approval from romantic partners, which is honestly like something I do and something I'm trying to work on. I'm not fucking perfect, but that's something that I've like acknowledged that has been kind of like a self-esteem issue for me. So right now I'm just kind of like noticing it and making a point to grow within that and to heal that part of myself, and to not judge myself for feeling that way or for just like using that as a coping mechanism as well. Yeah, so just try not to judge yourself. We're all human. are, like, we're all fucking insane. We're all depraved. We're all animals. And I think that is just, like, such a beautiful part of the human experience is, like, our innate suffering. Like, we as humans just, like, overthink shit and sometimes make life so complicated. But, like, seeing us grow through that, especially, like, as a trans person, like, we go through so much crap, and then we come out as, like, these beautiful butterflies, and I think that is, like, one of the most amazing parts of the trans experience. It's just, it's beautiful. Okay, so, we talked about sitting with your thoughts, talking to the voices, if you will. Number 5 I wrote was to move your body. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to tell you, you need to be doing Pilates 3 times a week and you need to be doing cardio and you need to go on like 5-6 mile runs. No, I am saying, and I will say this again, I'm actually going to make a whole fucking podcast episode about how hot girl walks literally changed my fucking life. Like, doing that every day built momentum, and it, like, over time, I was able to just, like, give myself a sense of purpose, and, like, exercise or just movement is so imperative for us as humans. Like, it's in our biology. It's in our biology, not to exercise. Exercise is not something that, like, humans are, like, biologically engineered to do, but, like, back in the olden ancient, like, prehistoric times, that's the word, we were out hunting and gathering, and we were very active, and we were also just, like, in community. So an innate, like, human need is one, connection, like I said before, but also it's, like, physical movement. You need to move, like, every day. Like, for me at least, I started with, like, a 15-minute walk. A 15-minute walk became, like, an hour and a half walk over time, especially, like, spring, summer, you know, when it's, like, warmer out, you can walk more. But really, like, going on a walk every day changed my fucking life for the better. So, like, if you're struggling with your mental health, like, yes, you should talk to your doctor, but I honestly, I think that the walk helped me more than anything, and I'm gonna stand on that. I'm gonna make an episode about, like, why, like, the scientific reasons why moving your body and going on a walk is so important for your mental health. And in conjunction with that, that's a word, number 6 is to be intentional with the food that you put in your body. And I'm not telling you to, like, you know, crash diet and that you need to, like, you know, only be eating whole foods and you should not eat, like, any carbs or whatever. I'm just saying that you should, you know, make a point to just, like, take a moment and think about what you're putting in your body over, you know, consistently. I mean, like, I, you know, will still eat processed foods and stuff, but I try not to eat it, like, all the time, because I feel like it just makes you feel, like, crappy. But once you start to just, like, incorporate, like, little things here and there, you know, you can start with, like, okay, I'm gonna make a point to eat, you know, a green vegetable every day at dinner, or I am going to, you know, cook a chicken breast instead of, going to the deli and getting a burger. Or you can even be like, you know, I'm gonna get a Caesar salad instead of, like, a double cheeseburger or whatever. But love a burger. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live their lives, but eating healthy is so important for your mental health, especially getting those omega-3s and omega-6s. They have anti-inflammatory properties, and inflammation in the body over an extended period of time is not good for your mental health. There is, like, inflammation in the brain for people that have depression. So having your omega-3s and your omega-6s is a really important way to fight inflammation in the brain and just in your body. And yeah, you feel better. You have more energy. I feel like y'all know why you need to eat your fruits and veggies. I'm gonna be your mom and tell you to eat your fucking fruits and vegetables, especially if you're adult. If you're an adult, like, you know, gotta step it up a little bit. Gotta take care of yourself. And like something that I'll do, I'll make it super easy. Like I will, for example, cut up like sweet potatoes, beets, Brussels sprouts, or like broccoli, and like chicken breast, and just put it on a sheet pan, put it in the oven at like 400 for like 25 minutes, and you can put olive oil, salt, and pepper on there, and you're good, and you did the damn thing. Like, and it's just like super easy. You don't have to make it like super hard. Like, eat as simple as possible. That was like, I heard that advice from like old people giving advice or whatever. They're like 70 years old and they're talking about like, oh, if you could, you know, give anybody any advice, what would it be? Eat as simple as possible. It makes your life so much fucking easier. You know, you don't want to do a million dishes. You don't want to have to get a bunch of components to make a super ornate dish. Like, it's just, it's better that way, and it's more sustainable for you to be able to like cook yourself. Okay. Number seven. So number seven is another way. I'm getting distracted because my camera, I'm filming on my camera right now, and there's 6 minutes left, and I don't think she's gonna make it, sister. But yeah, so I'm just gonna worry about the audio for the podcast, because honestly, I'm not even like, I was gonna save the video for like reels, I guess, and then just post the audio for now, and then after I like do my face reveal, I'll post the video. Anyways, I don't know why I'm telling you all of that right now. I'm starting to ramble. Number seven is to have a spiritual practice of some sort, whether that is meditating or praying or writing letters to the universe, or for me at least, like I do my tarot cards every night. I like pull like two or three tarot cards, and I do a little reading for myself for, you know, just what's going on mentally or what my next day is gonna be like. And that is something that is grounding for me. I've also been trying to incorporate meditation and mindfulness into my life more. So for me, what that looks like is doing like either a 5-minute grounding meditation, which I honestly think I need to make like a whole podcast episode about, just like grounding yourself, meditation, clearing your mind, etc. But yeah, just taking some time to like sit in silence and to just like let your thoughts pass through your brain without judgment, and just like feel, like take a chance to like feel your body and like feel your feelings, and just like mentally check in like with where you are right now, I think is so important. And then there's also like guided meditations. I will link some of the ones that I do in the description of this podcast, but like I did a meditation today, and it was the astral projection, like Meet Your Higher Self by Shiva Rasa one. I know I've talked about it before, but that one's fucking good. Okay, I'm gonna stand on that. And then something else, this is a recent one I did, was 20 mantras for my mirror. So I wrote 20 mantras that I am reciting to myself every day, or I'm trying to recite to myself every day, that basically just like affirm like who I am as a person. And it's not so much like superficial things like I'm a hard worker and I am smart and I am pretty or something like that. It's more about just like my innate worth, like as a human being. So an example could be like, I am clever and I am inquisitive, or my love is sweet, pure, and innocent, and anybody who gets to experience it is lucky. What's another one that I have on there? I know that there is an abundance of love in the universe. And my favorite one that honestly has been my mantra today, and it might be the mantra in the newsletter, not gonna lie, is I am calm because I know everything will work out in my favor. So I've been reciting 20 mantras every day at night before I go to bed. And that has helped me with my mental health as well. And I will keep you posted on that journey. And yeah, also expressing gratitude is super important. It totally changes your mindset and just makes you appreciate like the little things in life. When you take a second to just like express gratitude for something like something like I got a seat on the train today that I normally don't, or I got to open the window while it was raining and listen to the rain, or I'm grateful for such and such person for, you know, always being kind to me or getting me like a coffee, or I'm grateful for this person who said I was beautiful at work today. And just taking a moment to literally write three points of gratitude before you go to bed is another great way for you to just like end your night and just practice, you know, mindfulness and awareness. So, and I'm honestly haven't been super disciplined with the gratitude thing. I really am trying to make a point to do the gratitude list, every night before I go to bed. So I will keep you posted on that. We'll probably do another podcast episode on gratitude, but yeah, you need to have some sort of spiritual practice or some sort of way just to like, be mindful and connect with your brain and your body. Yeah, and I think that's just like really important. And I think that believing in something, whether that's the universe or God or a goddess, or you know, like if you're a witch or whatever, like I think it's very important for you to feel some sort of spiritual connection, because I feel like the world is magical. Like the world around us is filled with magic, and you are magical, and you are able to connect with it, and it can like flow through you. And it really, when I started thinking about the universe this way, it really did just like, I was able to notice so many more opportunities, and I was open to receive so many more experiences. So just know that the earth is magic and you are magic, and that the earth's magic can flow through you. And so you will be able to see, to receive blessings from the universe. So just it keeps you in an open and receptive state, and I feel like it just like makes you feel more whole, I guess, and it can make sure that you're staying optimistic about life, because I think that's really important with your mental health is to know that you are divinely protected, and that everything will work out in your favor at the end of the day. Okay, I think that is a good place to stop. That is what I wrote for how to not drive yourself fucking insane. I hope that this was helpful. I'm sorry if it was a little disorganized. I know I say that every fucking episode, but yeah, I'm trying to get better at podcasting. I really do want to create like amazing content for you guys. And so I am trying to like organize my notes better and just be a little bit more pointed on the topic. And I appreciate you guys who are listening to me, who are listening to a very new podcast and are supporting me, and just are hopefully getting some value out of the content, because like I said before, this is the content I wish I had earlier in my transition. So I hope you feel seen. I hope you know that, you know, if you are in a hard place, like life does get better, and you are worthy of I guess just like having an amazing life and pursuing everything that you want, and to just know that there is like an abundance of love, and there's an abundance of people who love and support you and want what's best for you, is very important. So yeah, without further ado, that was today's episode of Cool Trans Girl. Sign up for my Wednesday wellness newsletter if you feel inclined. And yeah, stay tuned for more updates with CTG. XOXO, see you next Tuesday.